Today, the woman who's credited with modernizing the nation's air traffic system over the past 5 years is stepping down. Jane Garvey's term as administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration has come to an end. Her successor, if confirmed as expected, will be another woman, Marion Blakey, who recently took over the nation's Accident Investigation Board. As NPR's Mary Ann Akers reports, Blakey is considered a shoo-in.
Marion Blakey is a charming, smooth-talking Southerner who is not timid. She took over the National Transportation Safety Board 15 days after the September 11th attacks. She'd been on the job less than 2 months when disaster struck again. An American Airlines jet full of passengers crashed in Queens, New York. 265 people were killed, and Marion Blakey had to reassure a terrified nation, still shocked by September 11th, that this crash did not appear to be another terrorist attack.
We have not detected any evidence of that at all. So there is no evidence of a bomb, there is no evidence of sabotage to this point. I continue to stress we are vigilant about this, as is the FBI.
Blakey's handling of the American Airlines crash impressed many in the aviation community, including key senators who are now eager to confirm her as the next FAA administrator. Senator Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Aviation Subcommittee, says he thinks the FAA administrator's job is one of the toughest in government, and he thinks Blakey can do it.
Everything that we know about her is really good. She's a smart, tough, a person who's good with people.
Blakey is already on solid footing with the White House. Her connections run deep with the Bush family. From 1990 to 92, she worked at the Department of Transportation for Andrew Card, now chief of staff to the current President Bush. Blakey also headed the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for a short time. Last year, Mr. Bush appointed her to the NTSB. Blakey is now leaving a small advisory board with no regulatory authority to take over a vast, complex bureaucracy with a budget nearly 200 times bigger than the NTSB's. The FAA operates the entire U.S. aviation system, overseeing about 35,000 airline flights each day. The challenge is safely getting all those planes in the air and on the ground on time, while trying to ensure that airlines maintain safe airplanes. The outgoing administrator, Jane Garvey, says the task is enormous, and she warns the FAA's focus on all these things could get lost in the battle over resources with Homeland Security.
We have extraordinary pressure now because of security, and that is absolutely right, and that is absolutely appropriate. But clearly, safety has got to be the primary focus and the primary mission, certainly as far as the FAA is concerned.
Longtime critics of the FAA say the agency hasn't been safe enough, that it has ignored safety recommendations made by the NTSB. Bernie Loeb, a veteran plane crash investigator, says it's an endemic historical pattern. A plane crashes, the FAA embarks on a new plan to monitor airline maintenance, but over time, the intensity of that oversight wanes.
So that sometimes safety is overlooked. And another accident occurs, and the cycle is repeated.
And that's how the FAA got its unfortunate nickname, the Tombstone Agency, meaning that it takes a fatal accident before the agency does anything. Even Blakey has criticized the FAA for not enacting more of the NTSB's safety recommendations. Loeb says that's encouraging, but he doesn't think Blakey will make a good leader since her only aviation experience comes from serving less than a year on the safety board.
Having political clout without having aviation knowledge can present a problem to an incoming administrator.
Others disagree, including Tony Broderick, the top safety official at the FAA for 11 years from 1985 to 1996. Broderick says the FAA administrator's job is a manager's job, not a pilot's or an engineer's.
It is very important for the FAA administrator to have established good relations not only with the White House, but with the Secretary's office in the Department of Transportation. No matter how good a technician you are as administrator, you won't be able to get the management decisions made in your favor.
One of the first management decisions Blakey faces involves air traffic controllers. They make up the bulk of the FAA's entire workforce of 48,000 people, many of them because they were hired at the same time after the controller strike in 1981 are about to retire in droves. themselves.
And the biggest wave of retirements would be between now and 2006.
Ruth Marlin is Executive Vice President of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association.
So that is the bulk of her term, and it is going to be a lot of work to make sure that we continue to have the funding necessary to provide the training, the hiring, and to make sure that we have well-trained controllers in place when we need them.
Her voice is just one of many that Marion Blakey will hear from diverse corners of the aviation world demanding action on everything from flight delays and better technology to safer airplane fuel tanks and safer runways. Tony Broderick, the former FAA safety official, says there's no one solution.
Aviation safety and the modernization of aviation facilities is never something that you will accomplish. It's a journey, and you keep trying to improve.
The Senate did not confirm Blakey before leaving for its month-long recess, but with Jane Garvey leaving today, the White House doesn't want the FAA leaderless, especially in the current uncertain environment. President Bush may invoke his recess appointment power to put Blakey in the job temporarily, pending Senate confirmation in the fall. Marianne Akers, NPR News.